Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, I don't know. This is kind of a weird day meteorologically. You just see Southern California got a deluge, and they're supposed to get more water. And Southern California is basically a desert. I think I've said before that when I moved to California, someone said you can't understand the politics of California until you understand the politics of water. Northern California has it, and South Carolina uses it, so not to mention Arizona. But and here it's like 90-some degrees, which is really, it is summer, but still, we're kind of not used to quite such warm weather. Although it's not like troublesome. I mean, it is summer. We had a bad winter, but we just expect to have kind of a cool summer, which is probably just magical thinking. And speaking of magical thinking, Marvel had their 12th number one hit movie over the weekend. Ant-Man. Did you go see Ant-Man? You don't see movies till the first weekend, do you, Manny?
I usually don't.
Not usually?
It gets pretty hectic. It gets pretty packed. I usually like more empty movie theaters.
Yeah, this one, are you going to go see Ant-Man?
Probably at some point, yeah.
It's really, I think, one of the better Marvel movies. Although I love Marvel movies, I love the opening where they have all the little comic book stuff. But there's clearly, Hollywood's now worrying that the only movies that'll ever be made are Marvel comic books. And Ant-Man did perform just under expectations. It was supposed to make about 60, and it made, I think, 58 or something. But it did very well overseas. It was one of the bigger movies from Marvel overseas, bigger than the States in a way. And apparently, in the trailer originally, Paul Rudd was saying, "Can we change the name?" Said that there's not going to be a whole lot of people who are going to go see a movie about, you know, somebody who deals with ants and can make himself really small. But it did. It's very fun. It's sort of in the, as I mentioned on Thursday, it's kind of in the Chris Pratt school of superheroes as opposed to the Christian, you know, I don't know, Ben Affleck school of Adam West or something school of heroes. He's kind of self-effacing, and it's a little sillier. But a lot of people who took their kids to see it sort of begrudgingly sort of walked out thinking it was really fun. So it did very well. I mean, then it's, as I said, I sort of, you never know going into these movies, and you know, sort of a comic book movie is, but I really enjoyed it, and I think you will too. All right, today is a National Lollipop Day, yay, and National Get Out of the Doghouse Day with a lollipop, I don't know. It's going to be hot around here, so if you make sure that your dog gets a lot of water, you keep the windows down, and for some unbeknownst reason you decide to take your car and your dog out together. Certainly don't leave your kids in the car. And if you can, it's a great day to go to a movie. Use somebody else's air conditioning, right? Just go. Which seems vaguely appropriate since on this day in history, in 1903, the Ford Motor Company ships its first car. Dun, dun, dun. Thereby starting, you know, in some ways, the American Revolution, right? I mean, it's sort of changed the history of this country in some ways, of people just being able to move easily.
Yeah.
I don't know that we do anymore, but at one point I think it was obvious we had more cars per capita than any place else. I don't know if that's true anymore or not. Probably is. You could Google it. At any rate, in 1940, Denmark leaves the League of Nations. In 1940, California opens its first freeway, the Arroyo Seco Parkway, which isn't so seco today. Apparently, I think, is it 110 underwater, closed. So it took it only took 37 years to get a freeway after the first car. And I think it's somehow vaguely appropriate that it happened on the same day, don't you think? Just 37 years apart. In 1968, the first international Special Olympics Summer Games are held at Soldier Field in Chicago with about 1,000 athletes. 1969, the Apollo program, Apollo 11's crew successfully made the first landing on the moon in the Sea of Tranquility. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, remember, became, oh, you probably were not alive then, became the first humans to walk on the moon later that day. Right? One small step for man, one large step for mankind. One giant step, I think he said, for mankind. 855-993-7569. Raj, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good afternoon, Dr. Joy. Thank you very much for taking my call. A question on constant conflict between my wife and a 9-year-old daughter. They seem to be fighting all the time. A 9-year-old wants to be heard and standing her ground, and she feels that my wife wants her way and she has no control over life, her life. And, you know, it seems like a little bit of tantrum, but at the same time, I have started noticing that her self-esteem is going down, and recently, actually, the school started counseling her on low self-esteem.
Is this your wife's daughter as well as yours?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So it's a biological child. Okay.
Yes, this is the second daughter. There's an older child, 2 years older.
Is the older child a son or a daughter?
Daughter, two daughters.
Okay. Would you say that your daughter and your wife have the same personality?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Can you tell me what their latest conflict was?
The latest conflict is on her hair. My daughter would like to wear her hair loose to school, and mm-hmm. my wife wants her to be tied back. Like,
why? Why does your wife want it back?
I ask her the same question. So that's another the reason my wife feels that I'm taking my daughter's side. I'm not in front of her, but she feels that it looks nicer and she looks prettier with the hair back.
Well, okay. We can certainly deal with the hair. I mean, it would seem to me that what we need to do as parents is figure out a couple of issues that are really important to us and let the rest of them go, because otherwise we're constantly yelling at our kids. And that may be something to talk with your wife about. It sounds like she probably gets along better with the older daughter than this child, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So have you pointed out to your wife that the two of them, that she and her daughter have exactly the same personality? They're both stubborn as the very Dickens?
Yes, I have done that.
How much trouble did that get you into? Yeah, exactly. All right. In the long run, we can deal with the short term, but in the long run, Raj, what you may want to do, because you're right, if you sort of intervene, what your wife is going to say is, you're always on her side, you don't love me, and it's going to make marital problems as well as parenting problems. And at some point, your wife may just say, okay, you take care of her. You know, you're your daddy's child, you know, do whatever you want. And that's not going to work either. It's not going to work for her. It's not going to work for you. It's not going to work for your daughter. So for the long term, and as I said, you intervening is probably not going to work very well, as you've already determined. So what you may want to do is just say, listen, how about if we did some family counseling around this? And you can't say just the two of them. You could say, if you guys want to go by yourself, you can, but I'm perfectly willing to come as well. So I don't, you know, so you don't feel like I'm taking her side. Maybe I need some help too. But I think any therapist worth their degree is probably very quickly going to say, let's have mom and daughter do this together and figure out ways of being more respectful. Do you know very much about your mother-in-law? Was your mother-in-law a pretty controlling kind of person as well? Do you know?
She was not controlling type. I did know her. She died 1 year into our marriage, but I knew her before that. But I do know that she took sides. She had three daughters, and she had favorites and non-favorites.
It sounds like was your wife the non-favorite?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Have you ever said that to your wife? Have you ever said, listen, I know that your mother made you feel like you weren't very special. Is that really what you want to do with our kid? Think about the question and the answer for just a minute. Let me put you on hold. I'll come right back to you. 855-993-7569. What happens when a parent seems to favor one kid over the other. It's not uncommon, it's just uncomfortable. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Raj, who's got, as I said, it's not unusual, but it's still an uncomfortable situation where a parent really does seem to favor one child over another, and what that does to the second parent is make them seem they really get put in a terrible position, because even if they feel equal about the kids, if they feel that one child is getting kind of a short shrift from the parent, then they tend to overcompensate. So it turns out to be a really awful strategy, because then kids grow up feeling that one parent likes them and one parent doesn't. And while it may be true that we, you know, we like some of our kids' personality factors or behavior over another, that we're, as parents, supposed to be more or less even-handed, or at least focus on things that we like about both kids. And Raj, as I said, I think in the long run, you're probably not going to be terribly effective. I asked you if you'd ever chatted with your wife in a kind of non-judgmental way of saying, look, I know you always felt like you were not your mom's favorite. Do you feel like you're doing that to our kid? Have you ever pointed that out to her, or is that just too scary a subject?
It was a little bit of scarier subject because mom has passed away, so
right.
She might say, okay, you're picking on my mom. Now, I did bring up the question whether, again, we had the same discussion, not a fight, and I said, do you want to talk to any of your sisters? Because she has got two sisters and mm-hmm. one sister. And she immediately said, no, I don't want to. But
it sounds like it's a sore point. Let's try it. First of all, you could play the podcast for her at some point, which is me saying, look, these two women have, you know, exactly the same personality, and they're going to lock horns their whole lives. And that's okay. But it's not okay. I mean, your wife is taking it to a ridiculous string when she says, this is how you have to wear your hair. I mean,
yep.
The kid's going to say, with great legitimacy, it's my hair, it's my friends, I'll wear my, and I think your wife could certainly make the point, when you're with my friends or when we're going out together as a family, then I get to determine how you wear your hair. How you wear your hair to school, it's up to you. And that may be a reasonable compromise, because a 9-year-old, especially a stubborn 9-year-old, is going to say it's my hair. And what she's going to do is she's going to take her hair down as soon as she leaves the house. And so what you've got is a situation where it's nasty to begin with, then it continues to be unpleasant. Then if she's either got to braid her hair or whatever, put it back in a ponytail before she gets home, which means she's kind of cheating. And, I mean, it's going to make something as simple and as, in theory, positive as how you look in your hair a bone of contention all of the time. And this kid hasn't hit teenage yet, so it's going to get even worse. So, but I think here's what I would suggest as a game to for your wife. And you, as I said, you can play the podcast, so I'm the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Of saying, how about for a week, or how about for 2 days? Let's start with 2 days. For 48 hours, you say only positive things to, we're going to call your daughter Stacy, for lack of a better term, to Stacy. And I will not, you know, any disciplining that has to be done, I will do. Anything that you think that she's getting away with because we're doing this thing, you can come to me about. We're only talking about 2 days. We're not going to change. We're not going to corrupt our daughter in 2 days. But just see how it feels to look for something positive to say about this kid for 48 hours, and let's just see what happens. Because I think your wife is probably always on guard. What's happened is that the two of them are so loaded for bear at all times that even when things are either meaningless or neutral, they're going to be at each other's throats because it's what they're used to doing. And both of them have got the mindset, if I give an inch, they'll take a mile. And so they're clearly the same DNA. I mean, they're clearly, of the people in the family, they're probably the closest in terms of personality structure. And in theory, that should work well for them at some point. It's just not working very well now. And the problem for you is you're going to get caught in the middle, that your daughter's going to come to you and say, gee, Dad, Mom won't let me do this. And she's a smart, manipulative kid.
Yeah.
Your
mm-hmm.
wife is then going to come to you and say, I can't believe you take her side over mine. You know, you've never loved me. You know, you never supported me. So you're going to get caught in the middle. So let's say to her, you know, I talked to Brown about this, and she felt like, you know, this is getting to be nasty for all of us. What if for 48 hours, and, you know, what can you offer your wife that might be a good bribe to her? That, you know, that you'll make dinner or that you'll take her someplace? What would work as a bribe to her to make her feel that she's getting something out of this?
I can can offer to take her out on a date.
Perfect.
Night, you know?
Perfect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. See, listen, I know what I'm asking you of you is kind of an experiment. And I will not, I'll take care of any of the disciplining. I'll take care of any of the responsibility of getting her out of bed in the morning. Well, we don't have school right now. Is Stacy going to camp?
No, she's at home these days. My wife is at home looking after them, yeah.
Okay. That probably adds to the problem as well. Has your wife ever worked in your marriage?
Yes, until we had kids, she worked. And then it was her decision to stay at home because, again, she felt that that's what her mom did.
Yeah.
Mom stopped work.
Well, Stacy's now 9 and she's in school, and your older child is in school. Is it time for if your wife had something else to do, because she feels that the house and the children are her responsibility, and especially this difficult child is from her point of view. If she had something else to do, it might lessen. It may give her someplace else to put some of her frustrations. So maybe it's time, but let's do it a step at a time. Let's not do it all at the same time. But I just say to her, look, I talked to Brown about this, and she felt that, you can say, here's the way to get her to pay attention to you, that you can say, Brown said that I, Raj, am making things worse. And you're going to get her attention at that moment. She's going to say, I told you that. And you can say, okay, look, here's what Brown suggested is for 48 hours, I'll take care of all the disciplining, all of the responsibilities. You only say nice things. You find nice things to say about Stacy and are supportive of her for 48 hours. And let's see how it feels for all three of us. Then you got to go to Stacy and say, Stacy, look, here's the deal. And you may want to offer her a bribe that for 48 hours, I need you to be, you don't have to be different than you are, but just be nice to your mom. Because what you're doing is the two of you are so similar that you're both being stubborn. You're both batting heads all the time. It's making your mom unhappy. It's making me unhappy. And it's making you unhappy. So I want you to be the most wonderful kid you can be for 48 hours. And let's see how it works. And hopefully what will happen is everybody will sort of behave. Now, there may be a couple of steps back. And maybe what you need to say to your wife is, look, if you could do it for a whole 48 hours, I'll offer you a bribe at the beginning and a bribe at the end, two nights out, and say to Stacy, you get two, iTunes or something.
Yeah.
But see, because if we could make it a game and they're both doing it because you're miserable, that might work. Because if you criticize either of them, neither of them are going to respond because both of them are so defensive that it's not going to work. But if you say to both of them, let's try this as a game. Let's try this as an experiment. Here's what I'm willing to offer you and see where you get. And then you can call me back and let me know if it worked or didn't work. All right?
Okay, I will certainly do that. Yeah, because I was thinking about her sister. This sister is coming to visit us in 2 weeks' time, whether I should get her involved.
No, let's do this first. And then we can decide. You can call me back and we'll decide about the sister, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Raj. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs.
Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, my little adorablenesses. So one of the things that I thought we would chat about, just because it's kind of in the news, the I mean, anybody who thinks that Donald is running for president, I think, needs to kind of rethink what's really going on here. I think he's just, I think he's being a lightning rod. But to a certain extent, I think one of the reasons that people are being incredibly supportive on some level is that he's talking about things that probably people want to talk about, or at least he's... You don't have the sense that he's being the usual politician, because one of the things we were talking about is the fact that, you know, the politicians say what they think they need to say to get elected, as opposed to being truthful. And you may not agree with him, but he's certainly not being politically correct these days. And I thought
holding back, it sounds like.
No, well, but my sense about the Donald, and again, I'm working on it, folks. I haven't forgotten. Although I suspect the more fuss he makes, the less likely it is that he'll do radio, just because he's having such a great time just being in the news essentially every day by just saying something outrageous. And the point of this program is really not being outrageous. The point of this program is being, I mean, it's not that you can't be provocative, but you have to be sincere as opposed to just being manipulative. And, you know, I think that taking on John McCain, I mean, I thought John McCain handled it beautifully, to be quite honest, where Donald Trump said that you're not a hero because you get captured, you're a hero if you don't get captured. I mean, you know, that sentiment has been echoed well before Donald Trump of, you know, the idea of being a hero is not to die for your country, it's to make the other guy die for his country. I mean, the whole concept is really upsetting to a very large degree if you think about it for more than a millisecond. But the point being that that John McCain said, okay, I'm not a hero, but there are other, you know, there are other prisoners of war who have been. And so I thought what we would do, rather than weigh in on are you in Camp McCain or Camp Trump, that we would say, first of all, you know, what's a hero? Who is a hero and why are they a hero? And I thought that would, you know, that would give us an opportunity. Because I think that's, as far as I'm concerned, why that this is kind of an interesting time in American political history, is it's giving the electorate an opportunity to think about things that perhaps they haven't before, as opposed to, you know, just sheer flag waving. But I don't think Trump has ever had any intention of running, of being president or even running for president. I think he does it for his own needs and his own ego and his own, you know, his speaking. I'm sure he's much more in demand as a speaker these days than he was a month ago. That The Apprentice will do better, except I think NBC said we're not playing anymore. But, I mean, somebody will, because this country really thrives on controversy, and he thrives on controversy. So, but what I want to take away from this is, you know, who's a hero? Why are a hero? How do we define heroism? Okay, so put that up. Speaking of which, on this day in history, in 1977, the CIA released documents under the Freedom of Information Act revealing it had engaged in mind control experiments. Just what we want our CIA to do. This day, unfortunately, in 2012, was a gunman opening fire at a theater in Aurora, showing The Dark Knight Rises, killing 12 and injuring 7 others. And I think, wasn't he just sentenced in Colorado, I think, on Friday? I think he was.
I believe so.
I think so.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, people, yeah. Let's look at something. You know, I'll tell you what, let's start.
James Egan Holmes.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know.
Sentenced.
I think he got the death penalty, didn't
yeah.
he?
He was sentenced on July 16th,
2015. Yeah, it was last week.
Yeah. 24 counts of first-degree murder, 140 counts of attempted first-degree murder.
Yeah.
One count of possessing explosives, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's sort of pick up the enthusiasm. I'm just trying to think of which of our statements here. I'll tell you what. Let's do you think our world is getting better or worse? Why? Okay, let's do that. We'll start with that. Just because, you know, there are days where you think, all right, what we really need to do is somehow keep our spirits up, because sort of thinking, woe is me, is not going to help anything. So, Manny, do you think our world is getting better or worse? Do you think it's getting better or worse? It sounds like that was that you could say yes or no to, and I still wouldn't know what you were talking about. So.
Well, it's I think it's kind of a loaded question if you really think about it, because there's a lot of things in this world that are getting better, and there's things.
All right, so break it down.
Well, I feel like awareness of certain social issues, I think, is getting better. I think,
yeah.
And part of that is, I think social media has helped with that a lot, particularly when you have situations like recently with, you know, the gun violence and racism and all that stuff going on. I think people are starting to be more aware of it because it's all over social media now, and people are really starting to engage in conversations about it. So I think that's something that's, I think the overall social awareness of things, I think, has gotten a lot better. At least in this country, it has.
Okay.
As far as, I don't know if things are really getting worse, per se, but it seems like there are some things that aren't really getting better, and it kind of plays off of what I just mentioned, where the awareness of things is getting better, but the actual things that people are aware of isn't necessarily getting better yet, and that's what's
like. What, give me an example of something of which you think people are not aware.
Well, I think something that people are not aware.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I think a lot of people are aware of a lot of things. There's just certain things that just aren't.
Give me an example.
Actually getting better. Well, I think racism. I mean, racism still exists. And
do you, but you don't think it's improving? You think it's the same?
I think it's the same. I think people are, in some ways, it's less accepted, obviously, now than what it was, you know, 30, 40 years ago. But it's not. I don't feel like it's really changing because they're still out there, you know, and it's a sad thing.
Well. Let me just ask you a question about that. Do you think it's an all or nothing? Do you think there's either that people are completely colorblind or that they're racist? Do you think there's any gradations? I'm not asking as a rhetorical question. I'm asking as a real question.
I think there are some. I think there's still some people out there that are in some ways living in the past and are kind of set in their ways. And the unfortunate thing is there's not a whole lot you can do to try and get them to really understand and respect everyone, and it's sad. I mean, it's, you know, I think, you know, as an African American, it hurts because I know it's still out there, and it's, you know, it's a sad deal.
Yeah, I mean,
it's tough to think about, it's tough to talk about, but it's out there.
Yeah, and I know it's, you know, again, it was funny, you know, since coming back from Israel, you know, as I've said before, that, you know, morally, I don't understand how you can't give the Palestinians a homeland, especially in the midst of people who've never had a homeland. But having been there strategically, I don't understand how it'll happen. And, you know, to a certain extent, I think that is racism in some sense, because it's not really even nationalistic to a certain extent. It's more tribal.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have the same sense that the same sense of frustration, I think, that you're, explaining, which is you can take steps, but if the basic issue is still there, do the steps make any difference? And on the one level, you know me enough to know I'm goody two-shoes once to say, yeah, it does, you know, that we're not going to, solutions don't happen overnight. But there are examples of solutions happening essentially overnight, and this doesn't seem to be one of them that's that susceptible.
Right.
And that some of the, you know, I don't know what the answer is. You sort of...
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost have the sense that the thing that unites human beings is having a common enemy, which is really scary. That if we knew that, you know, that there were going to be Martians invading the Earth, which I guess is, you know, that's one of the movies that's coming out this week, is called Pixels, which is kind of, a tongue-in-cheek look at that, is would people who have... Would you stop caring about the guy who was next to you, about what color he was or which god he you know, he worshipped, if for survival? And the answer is probably yes, but geez Louise, I mean, that's a pretty grim scenario. All right, we'll look at you guys and see what you think of if the world is going to be better or not. Or you can just call me, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have
have intimate dinners for two turned into grabbing, boring takeout on the way home? I know the feeling. I used to love cooking dinner for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids, career, commutes, there's just no time. That's why I love Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking but have no time for shopping and no patience for it. Just go to tryplated.com and choose from exciting new chef design recipes each week. Next, the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. Everything's delivered straight to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need, including parchment paper, on the date you choose. And your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. I just love that. Remember, all you need is about 30 minutes and Plated to rekindle those intimate dinners. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-3-7569. Alright, so let's see what people... Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and I suppose... In response, I would probably say that I thought the world was sort of getting better. But I think your point is well taken, that there are issues that are really not halfway issues. How do you have, how do you have racism getting better but still existing? And it's a good point.
Right.
And as I said, you know, I think that to a certain extent... that the trip to Israel really did sort of change things, just because, I had this, you had the sense that things can get better, and the question is how, and how would it actually work? And I as I said, I mean, the issue about of people getting rid of huge prejudices, and you think, well, maybe if you start young enough and you get kids involved, that that maybe there's a way of doing it. But I mean, kids go home to their parents. I don't know. I think it gets very complicated. All righty, 855-993-75. Let's see what other people have said. Hopefully they'll be... This is the one I chose to be optimistic about, right? Oops.
Well, we'll start with Rebecca. And Rebecca says, no, it's getting worse. The world is overpopulated. People need to wear condoms.
Okay. But again, that's one of those issues about... It's not only wearing condoms, it's changing people's notion about how they're going to behave. So.
Becky says, we are at a vital crux. As Ms. Babcock noted, referring to Rebecca, the previous
right.
commenter, with some population control as well as better use of cleaner alternative energy like wind and sun vice use of... fossil fuels, we can sustain ourselves better all over this planet of ours so that future generations can lead healthier lives.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. And part of that is education, which is happening, but it's not happening, it's not happening necessarily as quickly as we'd like. So, and the question is if it's not happening as quickly, is it worthwhile? Is it happening? I mean, it's a good point. And because, I'm one of those people who thinks, that there has to be baby steps. And maybe that's true and maybe that's not true. Maybe it's the notion of baby steps is just plain inaccurate. All right. But that's a very specific solution, a very specific, a very specific way of thinking about it.
Antonio says, it must be getting better with advances in technology and all the efforts to curb pollution and global warming. Shouldn't we be starting to see results? Funny how we always see the negative damage news reports, but never the results of our efforts to recycle, etc.
That is a point, isn't it? I think there is change, but I think the point being that, seeing the change would make us feel better about it. Good point.
Ella says, too many crazy people in this world. I mean, flying through buildings crazy.
Well, I don't know how we change that. I think there, to a certain extent, look, I'm a therapist. There have always been crazy people. The question is, how do we what do we do about it? How do we deal with it? Are we getting things better or not? I think that the sense, if we had the sense that things were getting better, that might help. That if we could see specific changes, I think that would help a lot. And we really don't. Okay.
Martin says, when was the last time someone died of typhoid fever? Yes, we are getting better every day.
All right, not only typhoid fever, smallpox, tuberculosis, which tuberculosis is kind of in the gray area, but, I mean, it's being diagnosed more, but it's still not the scourge it once was.
Polio is another one, too, isn't it?
Polio. That people are living much longer than they used to before, which is, I know, part of the question about living longer is that there are more people on the planet for longer. So, but still, the point being that there are things that change, and I think the point being that we need to sort of be aware of those, because otherwise, people are going to just throw up their hands and saying, "Oh no, it doesn't make any difference. No matter what happens, it's all, it's all awful, and nobody cares." And that sense of defeatism, which really doesn't you know, doesn't benefit anybody. I mean, it's not like, well, okay, as long as we're really defeated, then things will get much better.
Last one here from Marie, and she says, worse, we are so divided. People are more prejudiced, more crime, lousy movies, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you know, I'm not sure that that's true. And I think that the first, you know, I think that your point, Manny, about social media and that people are getting more and more of their information on a social media, which to a certain extent is, I'm not sure that that's a great idea, that there are other places to get, you know, to get our information that probably would work better for us. Because social media, to a certain extent, is not necessarily factual. Now, the question is, what is factual? And that's, you know, I'm not sure that we know exactly what the answer to that is.
Right.
That I think most people don't trust the news, or they'll go to the news that they believe in, which is the news that spins things,
yeah,
the way that they want it to be spun. So, I mean, the point being that I think that it doesn't have to be all or nothing, that it can be that we are making progress, that things are getting better in some levels, and there's a lot of work to do in other areas. And I think if we believe that there's nothing that changes, that, first of all, I don't think it's accurate, and second of all, it sort of decreases any kind of incentive to work at anything, saying, well, if nothing I do makes any difference, why do anything? That's pretty defeatist, and to a certain extent, pretty self-serving. It means that I don't have any responsibility, and I'm not sure that that's a very good idea. On the other hand, to understand what things are getting better and what things are not getting better, there we go. So, alrighty, 855-993-7569. So, you know, here's what my suggestion is. Okay, that what we do is that we understand that we may not be able to get accurate information about the world at large. I think we just have to face that. On the other hand, that we can understand that we can see when we change things in our own neighborhood, we can change things, and maybe that's where we start. Maybe that's that we make changes in our own family, in our own lives, in our own neighborhood, and we can see those changes, and so we appreciate them, and maybe that's where we start. 855-993-7569.
Show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.